Can you just describe to us what happened?
Yes, on December 15th at about 11:17 a.m., we had a report of an assault on a woman and a one-year-old child. This woman was waiting to cross the street at 74 and 120th Street when she was approached by a man unknown to her, and he allegedly assaulted her. Other bystanders at the location were able to restrain this male until police arrived and arrested him. The mother and child did not suffer from serious physical injuries, but they were distraught from this event.
When you say he assaulted her, can you give any further information to that?
So I cannot give the specific of as exactly what the assault, what manner the assault took place. And the reason being is that the reason we are sending this out, we're seeking witnesses to this assault. And with those witnesses, we want their accounts to be pure version of what they would have seen when this occurred. And that is the reason I'm not giving you any specific of what exactly occurred. But I can tell you that both mom and her child were not taken to the hospital. They did not suffer from any serious physical injuries.
Okay. So if I'm hearing correctly, though, is this a kind of a version of, like, there seems to be almost different versions of what happened, and that's why you're putting it out to the public, if anyone saw it, to help clarify?
No, not to clarify. We have spoken with multiple witnesses that were on scene. However, some people had left before police could speak with them. So we're reaching out to those people if they can call us and provide us witness statements.
How rare is this? Like, this was a Wednesday morning, you know, such an innocent thing, a mom waiting to cross the street with her son. How rare is this for someone to be attacked like this in our own city?
You know, it is actually rare in our city. I know we have heard a lot of reports from Vancouver. There's, you know, a lot of stranger assaults that have been occurring there for the last month. But when we talk about our city in Surrey, it is not common. It's a rare event when we had an unprovoked assault like this, and that concerns us. So we are making sure that it doesn't happen again, and we appreciate the help from the community, because without the members that were on scene at that time, without their help, this person might have gotten away. But they were able to restrain this person until our members arrived and took him into custody. And this person does remain in custody as we speak.